Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and join Dad Chat every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's a director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Thank you, Bruce.
So you're on a cell phone today. Why is that?
We're hoping to wrap up the production on the audio version of my book, Hold On To Your Nuts, and that'll be available on audible.com in a few weeks, but it's a long process, and you know, trying to squeeze a project into regular work is always a challenge.
Well, I know that because you've been doing this for quite a while, and you've told me that, so it's I didn't have any idea it would be that complicated, but you said you're in the editing phase now.
We're almost done. It's the final stretch.
Well, good for you. It's a worthwhile book, and having it available to actually hear in your own words will make it that much more valuable. So listen, Wayne, what's your take on body art, tattoos, piercings, gauges, all the stuff that our kids seem to love to do? As you know, I think from reading the column, Arnie got his first tattoo, and instead of the little tiny something, it's a gigantic thing on his forearm. And I've chosen along the way not to make the issue of tattoos a big battle because there seem to be too many more important ones to take on. But I'd be curious your thoughts and takes on it as a parent of older kids that may or may not have brought this up to you.
Yeah, well, you know, your point about the culture sort of, you know, invites tattoos, you know, mm-hmm. We're in the music world. And so it is part of the lifestyle. So
in the music world, referring to my son.
Yeah, so yeah. That would be a difficult and futile battle to wage, I would think.
Thank you.
My son went through the gauge thing and the eyebrow piercing during high school.
Gauge? How big were the gauges?
Not very big, but I told him not to do it. I told him I didn't want him to do it, and he did it.
Underage he did it?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Don't you have to be 18 to get that done?
No. Well, I don't know what the rules are, but he got it done. Huh. And, you know, he's 21 now, and they've been out for a while, and he realizes how ridiculous it was. And it hasn't, you know, there's always going to be a mark there, right? He thought they would completely close up, and they're not going to. But nonetheless.
I thought a piercing will fill in, won't it? But a gauge won't?
Well, some gauges are supposed to, and he was told that they would, but they didn't. But, you know, he can live with that. But he got an eyebrow piercing, and he was wanting it, and I went with him when he did that one.
Uh-huh.
And talked to the woman who did it, and I figured he's just going to grow out of it. And he did, pretty quickly. He got it when he was still a senior in high school. He went to college, and soon after that, he took it out, and that was the end of it.
Did it fill in?
Yeah, that was what happens with eyebrow piercings is sometimes the body rejects it and it migrates out, and that's why they have the scar. Guys have scars in their eyebrows. But we were looking at it because I didn't want him to have that. In any case, he got through that phase. He's done with piercings. But around tattoos, I was
now he's on the tattoos.
No. Around the tattoos, I was adamant.
Interesting.
I said, you will not get a tattoo while you're living in my house. And I told him why. I go, tattoos, in fact, something had happened early on in his undergrad. A schoolmate of his died, and all of the roommates were talking about getting a tattoo to memorialize his boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his sister who told him, look, you probably won't be friends with any of these guys, not only after you get out of school, but maybe not even next year. And she's the one who talked him out of doing it. But we've had the discussion before that people are always wanting to get rid of tattoos because they did it prematurely and it was a mistake. And I said, that's a much bigger deal than a piercing. And so I was adamant about that. I said, when you get out of the house, do what you want. But I'm telling you, you have to think really hard before you start marking up your body. And so they took that to heart, and we haven't had that issue.
So he has subsequently not gotten any tattoos?
That, as far as I know. And if I can't see it, I don't care.
Okay, and what about your daughter? What was her attitude? I gather that she hasn't done any of this, but what did she ever want it, or was she always against it?
She was never really interested in that. I mean, she had a lot of ear piercings and that sort of thing, and that was fine. I went with her when she got that done. Mm-hmm. But she's adorable, and she can do whatever she wants.
You know, I went to the Orange County Fair over the weekend to see a concert at the amphitheater there. And by buying the tickets, you get to go in early. And so I wandered around the fairgrounds, which is a trip, literally. You see America at its finest, and I use that word extremely loosely. There were tattoos of every size, shape, and form on every size, shape, and form of body. But there was this one, I was really curious, there was this one booth that sold gauges and piercings and other paraphernalia like that. And I just was curious to go up and look. And there was this incredibly cute girl that was manning it along with a couple other people. And her name was Bailey. And I asked her how old she was. And she was 18 years old. And I said, so how many body piercings do you have? And she said, 18. And I said, without being intrusive, would you care to tell me where they all are? And my wife was with me at the time. And it turned out that, like, the majority were her ears. She had, like, 6 in each ear. She had 1 in her nose. And she had 2 on her hips. So I'd never even known about hip piercings. But they're, like, right above the bikini line, I gather. And then she had a belly button piercing. So she was 18 years old. And I asked, well, when did you get these done? I mean, how old were you? She said, I started at 14. And I said, well, where were your parents? What was their attitude? She said, they were cool. They were fine.
Yeah.
So at 14 years old. And,
well, you know, there's a, you know, there are many different lifestyles. And there's the bohemian lifestyle and the artist colony lifestyle. I mean, there are lots of people, and for some people, it makes sense. I mean, I don't think that way. I'm not attracted to it. It doesn't resonate with me. The thought of tattoos just never made any sense to me. But I know a lot of people who have that and live that lifestyle, and, you know, they're happy, and it's really not an issue.
Well, it's not destructive to other people. So that's that's where, I mean, again, I feel like you do, live and let live. But as a parent, we care only because of our concerns that exactly what your daughter did for your son, that the emotion behind that, wanting to memorialize their dead friend, was honest, was true, was even maybe cool. But the endurance of that as something of value to them would not be. And thankfully, your daughter talked him out of it.
Right. And yeah, because if it's an expression of you and of art, and you're really committed and passionate, like, you know, knock yourself out. I think that as parents, though, when we're dealing with kids, I mean, we're just teaching our values. And some parents, they live that lifestyle, and it's perfectly okay. So I don't have a judgment about that. But like we've talked many times, our job as parents is to make sure that kids aren't making too many mistakes that they have to live with for a long time. And so if we could at least talk about it and slow them down, then, you know, at least we have a chance to get them to think about it before they take action.
Well said. You know, at Dad Chat last week, we did I just did something crazy. I said, let's have a tattoo contest. And I was stunned that 50% of the participants, which are all parents, had tattoos, about men and women. And the winning tattoo was the an image on a man's, one of the participants' bicep, of his disabled son's name in Braille, because his son is blind, among other things. And there was some beautiful stuff around it, and I thought, okay, I'm not for tattoos, but that one just had such emotion and heart, and it will not be a passing fad. If, God forbid, his son even died, it would be a memorial to him. And in that case, I thought, okay, you know, I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. Listen, we're out of time, Wayne. Where can our listeners find you?
I'll be at a tattoo parlor in Agoura Hills, And you can find out all about my latest tattoos at bettermancoaching.com.
That's so nice of you. You're going to put Dad Chat on your arm, right?
Absolutely.
Wayne, thank you very much, and I look forward to the audio of your book. We will be back with Pastor Drew Sams after these messages.
That would gamble on luck. Look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him crying like a little whip pup because of love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand. But like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule.